This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The NCAA is giving all Division I college athletes an extra season of eligibility to make up for this spring that was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the decision mostly affects graduating seniors who play sports like baseball, softball, lacrosse, and golf.
You're talking about, frankly, the stuff you don't see on TV, where there are not a lot of scholarships involved. I think baseball is like 11 scholarships. I forgot how many golf is, but it's like 6 or 7. And they're usually chopped up into pieces and combined with academic grants and student loans or whatever for those athletes. So in other words, it's not like football where there's 85 full scholarships or basketball where there's 13 full scholarships for men. What the NCAA ruled is that, okay, you lost your senior season at baseball at Kent. You can come back next year. But they also said each school is up to them and, frankly, whether they want to renew your scholarship for another year or whatever that part of it is. So that's going to be a second part. Will schools be able to do it?
Well, and a big problem here is that a lot of the money in the NCAA and a lot of these schools get is from competing in the March Madness basketball tournament, and that whole thing was scrapped.
Yep, so a huge drop in dollars from television to the NCAA to the various institutions hit.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think a number of these schools may say, sure, you can come back, but you know, that half baseball scholarship or that quarter golf scholarship, we're not going to be able to do that this year.
So really the NCAA acted in good faith here, but kind of putting schools in a difficult position that, like you mentioned, Kent, budgets for athletics are already pretty strapped.
Sure, and Akron too is another one. I mean, the nice thing is most of these kids, if you're in track or whatever, you're going to, you know, be going to grad school or maybe student teaching or something else. It's not like everybody's headed to the pros here.
So that really puts some of these athletes in a tough position, too, to say, should I go back, maybe not
yes.
get as much scholarship money, or just call it a day?
Or sometimes what hits, frankly, is like, I've been able to play this baseball for all these years. You know, I'm studying to be a teacher, or I'm studying to go for my MBA. Do I really need to come back and play baseball one more time? Or, you know, has the world just sent me a message and said, okay, it's time to move on? I mean, it was a different situation, but I remember I went to Hiram College for a year. And during that time, even already money in my family was pretty strapped. And then my father lost a job in the middle of that because I was commuting from home. And I remember sitting on a bus coming back from a doubleheader that I sat out, Division III, thinking, well, you know, baseball's been fun, but, you know, it's time to go get a job. And I transferred to Cleveland State, went to work at the same time, got myself going. Granted, this is a whole philosophical discussion. It's beyond sports, but it's something that every athlete faces, whether you're at Kent State or Ohio State or a smaller school.
There was some debate about whether to allow student athletes from the winter sports to be able to have another year as well because they missed the NCAA tournament, for example, in basketball, and the NCAA said no.
Yeah, that would have cost a ton of money. We'll use the University of Akron for an example. They started 4 seniors this year. They were the favorite to win the MAC tournament. Kent State was very good, too. They had 5 seniors. But both of those coaches were recruiting a bunch of players to come in with the idea being, hey, look, you know, Akron starting 4 seniors, man, you got a chance to really play right away. Kent's got 5 seniors and 3 of them are starting. If they'd have come back for another year, then all the players that you recruited to come in, you know, they end up being backed up. I remember I talked to Keith Dammert, the former Akron coach, who's now at Duquesne. And he said, we just played 30 games. He goes, we didn't get to our Atlantic 10 conference tournament. He said, but we did play 30 games.
Yeah.
And he goes, and that's true of Akron and Kent and everywhere else. So he said, it's kind of hard to say you lost the season. He goes, you lost an NCAA tournament. So I'm not surprised they decided to not go in that direction.
Okay, now schools are going to have to do some figuring out here of how to make room for the athletes who decide to come back. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.